changing day by day. If they finally got you, like most kids think that way.
Yeah, I mean, I was taught that way in high school too. So, you know, just day to day, play to play. You know, so you make a mistake on a play, then next play matters. You know. So.
You said playing, not to get injured, playing not scared. How do you not play scared? Give me an example.
Just running your hardest every play. Don't be timid. You know, running through the holes. See a linebacker in the hole. Don't try to like run away from him. Just run through him or put a move on him or something.
How have things changed for you since the bowl game to today? I mean, walking around campus, walking around downtown. Your Facebook, your email, your whatever.
I'm getting to recognize a lot more, but I mean, I don't. Nothing's really changed. Like, still day to day.
Like when you're out to eat, out at a restaurant downtown, some people come up ask for your autograph.
A little bit. Not too much.
Not too much. What's the oddest thing you've ever signed?
Somebody's cell phone.
Really?
Foreheads. It's been a couple weird things.
This is all since.
Since the game, yeah.
Since the game.
Yes, sir.
Did you enjoy taking on a leadership role on this team? Or are you looking forward to that?
I didn't think I would, but I'm actually enjoying it a lot more than I thought. You know, having people depend on me, it's a lot better than I thought it would be.
So is it different not having A-Rob around right now? He's here for most of last season. Now all of a sudden he's not.
It definitely is. I mean, just because we lost so many running backs, it's just different.
Do you guys still keep in touch with him?
Yeah, I saw him another day, actually, over the weekend. So.
So are you hoping that maybe he gets a second chance?
Definitely. I mean, I think he deserves a second chance. You know.
How confident are you in your offensive line?
I feel like they're one of the best offensive lines in the country. I mean, they work hard every day. So.
Your first spring officially, what's it been like?
It's been fast-paced. You know, we put in a lot of old stuff, but it's been a lot of new stuff too. So.
You missed a lot of camp. Fall camp too. So.
Yeah, only 3 days of camp.
Do you think Adam's going to get a second chance?
I don't know. I mean, that's not my decision. Like I said, I would welcome him back with open arms.
Do you think most of your teammates feel the same way about it?
I can't speak for them. I can just speak for myself.
Why would you say that, knowing that if he comes back, there's a chance you could lose playing time?
I mean, competition, you got to compete against the best to be the best. So, I mean, if he's better than me, then he's better than me. But I'm going to work every day just as hard as he is or harder, try to be better than he is. So.
Did he help you out a lot last year? We heard what such a good teammate he was before all his trouble.
Definitely. I mean, even his trouble, but he was definitely a great teammate. He always helped me out, and he always pushed me in practice because he would go 150%, so that made me try to go the same thing.
So there's obviously a good side to Adam, too, that maybe he's kind of gotten lost with some of the stuff.
Oh, definitely. I mean, one slip-up, that's it.
How's DeAndre done?
He's doing pretty good. A lot better than I feel like he was doing last year. So.
How far behind did you get with that initial injury that you had in camp last year? How long did it take you really to get back to full speed?
Not too long, I don't think. I mean, I feel like as the games went on, I got more comfortable in my roles on the team and stuff. So,
what do you think about this DC to Iowa connection?
It's growing, and I'm liking it. Can't ever get enough DC people out here.
What do you sell them? I mean, what do you tell them when they ask? What it's
same
like
thing to? They sold me on. Just hardworking. The people around here, they're like a family. All the people in the town, they love their Hawkeyes, and just a great place to be.
Museums are a little nicer in D.C., though, right?
Maybe. A little bit.
Marcus, what has the outpouring been like since the Insight Bowl for you? I mean, what have the fans been like?
I mean, definitely the fans have shown me a lot of support. I appreciate it. I love it. I mean, nothing's been too crazy, but,
It was quite a debut, if you will. I mean, you came out, you broke a bowl record for rushes and also rushing yards. Do you feel like you may have set the bar way too high?
Never. You got to set it high, but keep pushing. So, can never settle.
You going in with a different mindset this spring, being the guy?
No, because I don't look at myself as the guy. Again, I look at myself on the bottom of the depth chart trying to work my way up every day. So.
Is that just how you keep yourself motivated, how you keep yourself going?
Exactly.
Do you have any expectations for this year? Did things change for you that way?
Again, the same expectations as last year, just come in and help the team win games.
Do you feel like you know the offense better being a year
Definitely.
Now?
Definitely. felt a lot more comfortable with the calls and reads and reading the defenses and stuff. It's a lot, it's getting a lot quicker for me. So
Julian Vandeville last year after the bowl game said that maybe you run a little bit too straight up.
Yeah, I've been working on that. Working on that a little bit in spring ball.
Is that an easy fix for a running back?
I feel like it is. I think when I broke my collarbone, I started running straight up a little bit more, so I wouldn't hit it as much. But okay. I'm getting back down a little bit. So, mm-hmm.
Has that been sort of some, like, you've been monitoring the spring?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have any effects of that collarbone thing?
No. Nothing. Doesn't hurt. I'm banging with it every day. So,
how have things changed with James now?
I said, nobody can place Rick, but nothing's really changed. You know, he's a great quarterback, too. And we got reps last year and reps this year, and it just flows. So
it's similar then, like in the huddle, he just is able to take command?
Definitely. I mean, like I said, nothing's really changed. Like, he's the leader of the huddle. He's a leader on the team, leader on the field, so.
Marcus, what are you focused on for this spring, personally, for improving and working on and getting better?
I think the biggest thing for me, again, was just speed and quickness and get my pads down a little bit more. So that's about it. I mean, those are the biggest things, but everything needs to improve.